for HX Mobile.
KN4GFW Mobile.
Know where the temperature change is at coming down the mountain. Window wants to fog up.
It's calling 72 over here.
Any way of telling what it is right here, right now? I can tell you the temperature changed, like I said, because window wants to fog up.
Off and on almost all day up here in Spartanburg yesterday.
Quit raining where I was at pretty early on after I got done talking to y'all. It rained right up till about 8 o'clock, and then it didn't rain the rest of the day. It got pretty warm.
Had when that storm that you were in came by, and then it was like a, you know, light shower for 30 minutes and then quit. It's ground dry and then do it again.
Nice and muggy outside all day long.
KN4
TFW. They put speed limit signs up anymore. People don't pay them any attention at all.
The mountain, you know, last Sunday and that they were still working in the construction zone. That man, they were just flying through there.
Two just run up on me. I'm doing 45-50. I'm not doing the 35 because there's nothing else around me. Two run up on me like I was going the other direction. I was going up the mountain. If I think if they patrolled this highway up here, they could just write complete ticket books all day long.
Good spot for one of them automatic.
Move this road out, it will be like the Autobahn.
Admitting a little bit of rain, that ought to fix it.
The road. Well, the road's not the problem. It's people not slowing down.
There's a picture of a road that was out in Arizona. They called it Roller Coaster Road. It had a bunch of just up and down. You know what I mean? I didn't see no reason why it couldn't have been flat, but it was just all ups and downs. There was no way you could really speed down through there.
It's straight, but it's just rolling hills. Fly down one side and crawl up the other.
Pretty close together, you know what I mean? It'd be like, you know, if you were speeding it, you know, the car, you know, kind of like almost leave the ground. And that, they were fairly close together. They couldn't have been 100 yards apart.
Like, if you go down 26, like you're going to Columbia, there's a stretch through there that it's just those rolling hills, and it's annoying to drive up and down it.
I picture this road, said it to you, it's like, man, it's unbelievable. I don't know why they did it, unless it was just to slow people down.
Passes least resistance. You know, ain't gonna be any reason they give for it.
On the interstate until you see a police officer on the side, you need to get over, and then it's just a big traffic jam.
Five.
I just see a police officer there and try to get over a lane, and you know, I was kind of all by myself until you see the police officer, and then there's all kinds of cars all around you.
Everybody panics and slows down because they were going way too fast, and they fly up on it. Yeah, I can see that. I'm glad they're slowing down for the police officer on the side of the road. But if you'd have been doing it all along, it wouldn't be that big an issue.
You know, heck's probably well over half a mile ahead of me and that. And a big truck passed me and then wanted to get over. And I'm like, damn, he should have saw the police car there. And then, sure enough, he got up there a little bit closer and he needed to get back over.
I don't know about your situation. I know sometimes during the day I'll see stuff like that up there, and there'll be cars riding beside me, and I can't get over. And then you turn your turn signal on, and they still won't get out of the way. So you end up having to wiggle and get them by, you know, make them move. People just don't want to let trucks over when they turn their turn signals on. It's like they just try to keep them over there in the right-hand lane, and they need to get over in the left. It's aggravating.
Right about that. I noticed the other day on Wade Hampton, the Greer police, when they pulled somebody over on Wade Hampton, he parked his car about 3 feet into the right-hand lane. So that you just can't get by unless you get over.
Something they've been training to do, they'll stick the nose out there in the lane. That way, if you hit it, you're hitting it in the side of the car instead of straight on. Happened to Andrew this morning.
He might have had to went in early. Favorite things to do.
That. Never know. He doesn't like that at all.
15 seconds, you know, this
right now. Disagreeing with you and saying that's one of Andrew's favorite things to do is have to go in early. But with them putting that new car into production, it may happen. So, never know.
We've had issues out here just trying to run a batch of something that we make every single day, and then so far we've got like, we're 0 for 3. First time the operator didn't go by the, he's supposed to put so many pounds, 1,000 pounds of a chemical in, and he waited till the gauge on the tank said empty, but he didn't account for the cone part of the tank, you know, and wait till the pump said it was empty, and that, so he shorted that batch. Then the next batch, there's a line that feeds like two different tanks, and they were cleaning out one tank, but they forgot to close the valve, so it put water into the product in the tank they were making. Then, I guess yesterday, they made a new batch that was good, and then they decided they were going to mix in, they calculated what they needed to do to mix in some of the bad, and it should have made it good, but then it made the whole thing bad. So it's like, man, we just can't win for losing.
Day yesterday, I should have just stayed at home. Been better off.
That, I just wonder how many times can you make a bad batch? Now, a chemical that you need to make it, we're not going to be able to get it until, like, October.
Scared of when the truck went down is being able to get parts.
And I saw there was a recall, and I was reading the article, and I don't know, they recalled, I forget what the problem was. I wanted to say it was something in the transmission or whatever, but the part wasn't going to be available until 25, and then they wanted you to just stop driving it.
They're making payments on it and provide a way to something else to drive.
Bag, I'm backing up into the parking spot, so I'm going to say 7-3, you have an awesome day. I hope it gets better than it started out. And then I'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
Have a great day. KO4 HGX.